You are listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 3rd, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Proposed changes to the Grand River Transit, or GRT, fare structure would see cash fares rise, but under these proposals, accessibility services would also increase. Commissioner for Transportation Services, Mathieu Getzky, presented the proposals to Regional Council during a budget consultation meeting on Wednesday, November 1st. This budget consultation meeting, one of several in the run-up to the final budget day on December 13th, focused on determining the budgets for the region's equitable services and opportunities. Items of discussion included improving community safety and well-being, automated speed enforcement, youth-focused initiatives, paramedic services, transportation, and proposed transit fare changes to the GRT. These proposed fare changes include increasing the electronic cash fare by 2 cents, from $2.98 to $3, increasing monthly passes from $92 to $96, and increasing cash fares from $3.75 to $4 per single ride. GRT fares last increased this past July by 25 cents from $3.50 to $3.75, which means that with this proposed increase, fare hikes will have increased by 50 cents or 12.5% in 2 years. Despite this, ridership has never been higher. In September, the GRT set a new ridership record with 150,000 boardings per day. Commissioner Getzky explained why this cash fare increase is needed.
So the cash fare increase that's brought to you, to your attention today, is about bringing things from $3.75 to $4. Part of it is to reduce cash manipulation. That's actually there is handling of cash comes with a number of constraints, and that's we know it's challenging for the teams. There's also a variety of things that get put into the cash boxes. So the less cash we can use, the better from an operational standpoint.
Several councillors expressed concern about the cash fare increase. Councillor Natasha Salounen wondered if the cash fare increase wouldn't hurt the most marginalized.
I am just wondering about the other potential barriers for severely marginalized individuals where electronic finances might not be an option because you require a bank account, and requiring a bank account requires an address. So I'm thinking about perhaps some homeless individuals that we might be inadvertently discriminating against by having cash fares be a full dollar more than somebody who has access to electronic fares. I'm curious if you could speak to that and the rationale behind it.
We know mobile payments is going to cover only a fraction of the population. The objective is really the move towards the Easy Go card. And there you can still charge it with cash if you need to. The big difference for us is really just managing the volume of people who pay in cash, because there we're talking about just the monetary savings, but we know that when someone pays cash, and especially when buses are pretty crowded, the time to pay in cash increases the dwell time of the buses. So it also has a service impact.
Another proposed increase is the fare window, which is how long one bus ticket is good for. Currently, the GRT offers a 90-minute window and is proposing a 120-minute or two-hour window.
Service point that really matters is the fare transfer window. So that's something we had not brought to you to your attention before, but there and we know that is an affordability question on how long you can travel on the system for only one fare. And there's been a number of agencies have adjusted in the past to move from what used to be the benchmark of 90 minutes to move it to 120 minutes. The objective being that enables customers to pay a fare, go grocery shopping, and come back on the same fare, for example. So the transfer window, the objective is to really enable these two-way trips on short timelines without penalizing the customers.
Councillor Rob Deutschman suggested increasing the fare window to 3 hours, arguing the size of the region justified increasing the transfer window.
Yeah, just given the broad expanse of the region from the north to the south, it just might be, I appreciate the standard, but there's also our unique geographic setup versus others. So
Getzky listed the measures they proposed to take to increase accessibility. This includes removing the $5 minimum load on the EasyGo card, developing a mobile payment app, increasing the discount on needs-based fares, and introducing a new group pass for $12, which would allow unlimited travel for up to 5 people, regardless if they are a family or not. This data was presented as a preview of what will be discussed in more detail at a later council meeting. The intention of this review was to bring forward a budget day motion to adopt a new user fee and charge bylaw. Councillors have until December 4th to make a motion to amend the budget before the final budget day on December 13th. At the next Strategic Planning and Budget Committee meeting on November 8th, Regional Council will be examining the draft 2024 budgets, which focus on the theme Homes for All. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.